At Link Up Live with Emily Leary, a communications consultant and blogger. So, hi Emily.
Hi.
Can you tell us a bit about your background in, you know, blogging and communication?
Yeah, I've been in PR for about 11 years and then back in about 2005 started working on social media. Back then it was kind of bulletin boards and forums and things. And then really about kind of building social presence for various brands, from kind of one-man bands right up to bigger brands like BT.
And so how do you use social media?
I use social media personally to get recommendations, to get information, to chat. In a business sense, I tend to use it to help brands build awareness and also to develop out their customer service online. And I also use it as a parent blogger, so I've got separate accounts for that, and I blog about kind of parenting experiences.
Okay, and how could a business get bloggers involved, you know, get them to write about their company?
I think that bloggers are quite wary of traditional press releases, so it's about finding ways to bring unique content to blogs that they'll genuinely be interested in taking to their readers. So for example, you can set up blogger events where you invite just a few bloggers along, a select few that you think would be most relevant to your story, and you open up a dialogue with them. So you share information about your company and you allow them to take away material that would be genuinely useful for stories.
Okay, and as a blogger yourself, how do you feel when companies approach you to have things put on your blog?
I think that there's a kind of wide range of quality when it comes to PR approaches to bloggers. I think that they've developed a little bit of a bad name simply through kind of lack of experience when it first started. There were no rules about how to approach a blogger. But I think generally bloggers are quite pleased to be approached. It's nice to be recognised. But where it becomes kind of less welcome is where it feels like a blanket approach. It feels less like they've researched your blog. So the good approaches are the ones where it feels like they've read, had a look through, and then thought about how their story is relevant to you.
Okay, and so how could social media, social business help a company?
What you'd hope to see if you're active in social media is a few things. You'd expect your referral information to be more from social media. So how do you hear about us? You'd expect people more often to say word of mouth, Twitter, Facebook, etc. You'd hope to see a reduction in traditional advertising cost because of an increased awareness. So you should have to spend less on things like print advertising. If you've got an effective online customer service thing going on Twitter, for example, then you would expect to see a reduction in cost of calls into the call centre. And what you would also hope to see is that more people are likely to recommend. So you can start using measures like the Net Promoter Score, which is just, if you Google it, it's just a simple way of measuring how likely people are to recommend your business to another. And in a local business, so say for example a local estate agent, that can be a really significant factor.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.